What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we are doing another one of our Daily Digest episodes. I'm going to be covering the latest video-to-audio or V2A technology from Google's DeepMind team. So if you don't know what DeepMind is, just do a little bit of background on them. So you know where we're coming from for this episode. Back in 2010 was when DeepMind was founded, and their goal, not at all ambitious, was to create general AI systems. And they created this very interdisciplinary research lab that combined like machine learning and neuroscience and engineering and mathematics, everything you would expect from Google or Alphabet, their parent company. And the unique approach definitely had some early successes. They made some early progress in deep reinforcement learning. One of their pioneering achievements was something called DQN, which is an AI that learned to play like 49 different Atari games from scratch, and simply by observing the pixels on the screen and trying to maximize the score. Fast forward 5 years to 2015, and DeepMind unveiled something called AlphaGo. And that's a program that defeated a world champion at Go, which is a game considered one of AI's grand challenges, a super in-depth strategy game. And the fact that AlphaGo's victory had a victory over the world champion was really groundbreaking and kind of sparked a new era of AI capabilities. And then it's AlphaGo's successors, AlphaZero and MuZero, made even greater progress and had greater versatility. They're playing and solving various games, even complex real-world problems. They could do things practically like compressing YouTube videos or build computer algorithms, stuff like that. Not stopping there, of course, Google or DeepMind took on even more challenging games. Some of you may know of a game called StarCraft or a franchise of strategy games called StarCraft. In 2019, the DeepMind team introduced AlphaStar, which was the first AI to defeat a top professional player in StarCraft, and StarCraft 2, which again, is a complex real-time strategy game. It also revolutionized text-to-speech technology with something called WaveNet, which became the voice of Google Assistant as we know it. And then in 2020, DeepMind made waves again with AlphaFold, and that's actually in the biology sphere, which is an AI that accurately predicts 3D models of protein structures. So this was a huge breakthrough in medical AI, and led to a lot of progress in understanding and treating diseases. Some other significant achievements include Alpha Code, which is a competitive programming AI, Alpha Dev for sorting algorithms, stuff like that. And then parallel to DeepMind was something called Google Brain, which was something that got started in 2011 at a company called X, the Moonshot Factor, not to be confused with X now, X.com, formerly Twitter. And this company was focusing more on Google's products within modern AI. Their research underpinned a lot of the Google infrastructure and developed open source software like JAX and TensorFlow and improved machine translation, all of these things well above my pay grade or over my head, but also really applied some of the AI capability towards search results and online ads, which have led to the Google infrastructure that we're all so familiar with and is so powerful today. In 2017, Brain introduced something called the Transformer Architecture, which was a huge deal in AI, a big step in what are called neural networks and something that which support those large language models or LLMs that we just defined in previous episodes. Okay, so today Google DeepMind basically combines the strengths of Google Brain and DeepMind and create a unified team under the leadership of CEO Demis Hassabis, is I believe how you pronounce that. I'm sorry if I butchered that. With world-class talent and unparalleled computing infrastructure, Google DeepMind is definitely poised to like create the next wave of AI breakthroughs, transformative products. They're already doing it. We've seen it with Gemini, which is their generative AI tool. They have Veo, which is their generative video tool. And Imagine 3, which I believe we also just mentioned in a previous episode, which is their image generation tool. Okay, so we did the deep dive on DeepMind. So now that you have a bit more of an understanding of how pivotal they are and how pivotal they have been in the AI space, we can kind of talk about their recent announcement regarding generating audio for video or from video, video to audio technology. We've already talked about a few video generation tools that are going to allow someone at their desk to create like a feature length movie, basically. And it's not quite there yet, the technology, obviously, but it's definitely the idea and it's not that far away. And there has been one huge thing standing in the way, basically, of that, among other more software-based and computational-based challenges, and that's audio. So the current generative AI models that can create video do so with no audio included, which is a pretty key aspect of most videos, I think we can all agree, especially in marketing campaigns or in marketing videos. So DeepMind is on the path to solving that problem with their new V2A technology, or the video to audio technology, and that can take video inputs, and basically the model will train itself to generate the corresponding audio for that video. So whether you need a nice nature background to go with your nature scene, or the hustle and bustle of a city and traffic and vehicles and all that, it does this by examining like the actual pixel data in that video, identifying the noises that would be typically associated with that data or scene as it takes in the pixels, which is pretty crazy and really impressive. What makes it even more powerful is its ability to accept both the video input, but also text prompts. So along with video input, you can literally tailor and go back and forth with the AI with positive prompts, reinforcing the positive things that you're hearing and the audio that you want to be included, and negative prompts, eliminating the audio that shouldn't be included with the scene. And so you can literally refine this output in real time and continually eliminate noises that you don't want and incorporate the ones that you do. And all the while, the model is learning from the input. Okay, so now what does this mean for us as marketers? Well, put simply, we are one huge step closer to being able to produce like an entire TV commercial or a video ad from scratch with just a keyboard sitting at our desk and a mouse. Well, you know what I mean. Assuming you have the correct technology attached to your keyboard, you get the point. But what's needed is for an improvement in how the models handle dialogue and transcripts, which is obviously very relevant to any videos, or most videos anyway, that we are creating for marketing campaigns. There are still a lot of challenges like presented by things like lip synchronization, when the lips won't match up to the inputted transcript or audio the way you would like it to, or whether or not the video AI model, the generative video tool that you're using, has been trained on transcripts, things like that. And these will need a lot of attention before a tool like this works in a practical marketing way, but it's clearer than ever that we are getting closer every day. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much. If you enjoy the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so helpful to the show. So until next time, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.